Well, it's Ward Green, December 16th, 2022, 21:29 hours. I just wanted to make a very short video, very short recording here, a video to report on what happened with the snow, because I can't believe how long I worked. I went out around, it was before sunset, but sunset today was 4:23, I think, 16:23 hours was sunset. And I went out not long before sunset. It was about 3:30 or probably a little later than that. But sometime around 3:30, I went out. And it's not, then it was 19:30. No, it was 20:30. Yeah, it was 20:30. It was 20:30. It's 21:30 now. I can't believe there's a whole hour has gone by. An hour has gone by since I last looked at the clock? That's not possible, is it? But yeah, it is. It was 20. It's 20:47. A lot of time has gone by here. I've just been sitting here, eating some chips and getting ready to have some more food. Getting the salt back in my system by eating some chips. But I didn't sweat much. The thing I wanted to talk about was not just the fact that I worked for 7 hours nonstop, 7 hours, and just, I mean, all my muscles, my upper body got an intense workout, huge workout. My lower body, you know, my legs, my hips, all of my body got, just about everything got a real workout. I mean, for a while I was throwing snow over the rail, but we got 12 inches of snow. Like in some places, it was 12 inches deep. And it was between 6 and 12 inches deep. So it was something like 9 inches that we got, I'd say, at least on my property, in my driveway and on my decks. Because on my decks, the house sheltered the blowing snow, and it didn't accumulate on the decks as much, even on the exposed deck. The house shielded. There was wind blowing from the east, and it made the snow that was sheltered by the house much less deep. So I mean, but you know, the west side of the exposed deck had about a foot of snow. And then the rails had like 6 inches or even more stacked up on the rails. It was wet. The thing was, the snow was wet. It wasn't fluffy. It was a perfect snow for making snowballs, or it wasn't totally wet. So it didn't weigh an excessive amount, which it would have if it had been really wet. It wasn't really wet, but it was so far from dry, you know, that it was so, made it. But what I liked about it was I could pick up these large scoops. I have a scoop that I shovel the snow with, so I don't have to lift it all the time on the if I'm working on the ground on the driveway. I don't lift it, but on the deck I have to lift it, or else I shovel it through the rail, you know, push it through the rails. So I was working to push it through the rails in some cases. But I've got some shovels. I'm worried about them, that they're going to break possibly, so I have to be very careful. Or I have to get some new shovels. And I tore my canvas, one of my canvas tarps that I use as a protection for the front of my carport. I tore it because I tried to move. That was right at the end of my work. I tried to move the tarp away with my hand so I could walk in front of the car. And I was pulling it and it was stuck in the snow. And I actually tore the tarp. It's canvas, and I tore it, so it's not as strong as it looks, apparently. But I need to fix it by either gluing it or get... I think I want to get a new canvas tarp, possibly. And just one more canvas tarp. So I've got to look that up. But the other thing I want to do is... I want to... look up glues, find out if there's some glue I can use in below freezing temperatures or in very cold temperatures, so that I can glue it out there without having to bring it in. But anyway, that's a project that I could work on. That's one of those dreams in abundance that you get when you work hard. I mean, I could just, you know, solve that problem some other way, but right now I put a clamp on it. I clamped it so that the tear hopefully won't get worse. But if the wind blows hard enough, I guess the clamp will come loose and it will tear worse, but hopefully it won't until I can fix it. But that's one thing. But the biggest thing I wanted to talk about was you know, the fact that I was able to work for 7 hours, first of all, nonstop, and that was one thing. And, you know, how much snow there was is another thing. But there was something else. What was the other thing I wanted to talk about? What was the other thing? I'm trying to think. I need to get a monitor for my face so I can see myself here. I'm trying to think what the other thing was that I was trying to do, that I was going to talk about. Oh, what was it? I took my vitamin K2 this morning before I started work. Oh, I know what it was. Yeah, I know what it was. But I took my 22 drops, which is 2.2 milligrams of MK4 liquid vitamin K2, the Thorne brand, the liquid K2 by Thorne this morning, before I worked, this afternoon actually, but I woke up around 11 actually, I think. Did I? What was the time? Yeah. I woke up around 11 and then I just worked on the computer. I made my videos this morning, and then I went finally in the afternoon around 3:30. I went out and started the work on the clearing the snow. But what I learned, I'm getting better at this. I mean, there's so much to learn. Every day, you know, is different, but over the time I was clearing the snow, I learned what clothes I needed to wear. In the end, all I needed was this Mountain Hardwear. I guess it's a medium weight fleece. It's a zip shirt that only zips part way down. It's a 1/3 zip. It zips 1/3 the way down or something. It's just an overshirt. So you pull, it's a pullover. You pull it over your head. And it's, you know, it's warm, but it's, you know, it would not be warm enough for that temperature unless I was working as hard as I was. But I didn't wear this hat. All I wore was this on top of my head. So I had this, I wasn't wearing these. I didn't have these other headgear on. I just had this on, and I wore it like this. I was just wearing it like this with another beanie, one of the Under Armour skull caps on top of this, an Under Armour skull cap on top of this. Not this jacket. I didn't have this jacket on. I just had this shirt. So I had no scarf because I just... this is a scarf, but it was worn as a hat, and at the back there was no scarf. So I had, my neck was exposed. So I was staying warm, but just barely warm enough, you know, just so I wouldn't sweat. I was not sweating. But that was when I worked on the driveway. That was where I was working with my legs the most, walking all back and forth, pushing the snow, pushing it, you know, continually clearing large scoops full of snow. And it was just systematic, but it took hours, I can't believe it took 7 hours, but I think the first 4 hours probably was spent on the deck or something like that, because I had two decks. I don't know how long I spent on the decks. I didn't check the time. I came in three times at least to either warm up or dry my clothes. I did come in to dry my rain jacket, which I wore as a shell. I started with a shell, just like I said I was going to. Started with a shell, it was fine. But that shell got drenched because the snowflakes, they drench it. Eventually it gets drenched by the water from the melting snow. But the thing is, I need to treat that and waterproof it again, which I planned. I'm thinking I might do that, but I can also just use it and dry it and use it again, right? Which I could have reused it because it got dry very quickly by the heater in the bedroom. I put it by the heater in the bedroom. So I've got two heaters. I've got one out here and one in there. They're the same kind of heaters. They're just halogen light heaters that produce 800 watts maximum. 400 or 800, depending. Or is it 200 and 400 or 400 and 800? I think it's 400 and 800. I think that's what they produce, these halogen heaters. But now I'm not sure now. 400 and 800. Or it's either that or 200 and 400. I'm trying to imagine how much is 800 watts. I should be able to figure it out if I knew. I mean, it's warm. I'll just look on the electrical label of one of them, at the one in the bedroom probably, because it's easier to get to. And I'll find out for next time or for some future time when I'll be able to share that information. But I have these two heaters. I believe they're 800. And I have them both set maximum on the maximum heat, because the switch broke on them. You know, the switch broke. So I said, well, I'm not gonna risk breaking the switch on the other one. I won't use the switch. I'll just install my own switch in the electrical line. So I just install the switch that I turn it off and on, you know, and just leave the heater switch on all the time, but turn it off using my switch on the cord. So it works, you know, fine. I just I had to decide which switches I thought I should buy to, you know, that I thought would be long lasting. That's all. Durable switches, and I don't know how long they're going to last, but we'll see, I guess. But maybe a long time. But the thing was, when I first started with the shell and I had something warmer underneath, you know, and then I got colder, so I put my even warmer jacket over top of the jacket I had, or the shirt I had. What did I have? What shirt did I have? A long sleeve shirt? Yeah. A long sleeve shirt and then a jacket over top. But at one point, I just went to, oh yeah, underneath this, I have another, what do I have? I just have a t-shirt under here. Do I? Let's see. Yep. Underneath this, all I had underneath this was a simple t-shirt. Just this t-shirt, which is a Patagonia polyester silk t-shirt. Just a silk t-shirt, polyester. With this polyester fleece, it's only a medium fleece. It's not a heavy fleece, but that's all I needed. Once it stopped snowing, I didn't need the rain shell. Like, that's when I wore it. Everything is critical. Like, if it's snowing, that changes everything. Then you need a shell to keep the snow off you, because this would get drenched with the water from the snow if I didn't have a shell over top of it. If it were snowing, but it stopped snowing, or it didn't snow much. So I was able to just, the last hour or more, maybe even a couple hours, I was wearing only this with the t-shirt underneath and this hat and an Under Armour skull cap. And that's all I was wearing. But I had my ski pants, you know, and under them I had a fleece pants and then a silk underwear under that was polyester silk. So I had layers of pants. My legs tend to get colder anyway than my upper body, but it worked perfectly. The thing is, you need to just experiment. You need to change it every time you go out. If you're sweating, you take something off. If you're cold, you put something on. You add layers and you change them up until you find something that works perfectly. But I had this perfect combination. This hat, or this scarf, as a hat. Now I'm going to wear it as a scarf because I'm indoors. Now I'm wearing my indoor hats. So I came indoors, I put these on again, these hats again. But I wore these outdoors at first, actually. I was wearing these at first outdoors when I started to get them wet by sweating in them. When I started to sweat, that's no good, there we go. When I started to sweat in these hats, I just came in and took them off. And then I saved them for when I came back in. And so once I was done, just about an hour ago now, I came back in and put these hats on again. And now I can wear this as my scarf again, which I, my tube scarf, which I was wearing before. So, but this was my hat. This tube scarf was my hat. In a, well, that plus the skull cap that I had on top of it. And that was all I need. The skull cap is just really thin polyester silk. That's all I needed because my body was producing so much heat from all the exercise. So, I mean, it was, I was a little bit, I could have got hypothermic if I stopped, you know, but I kept working. I never stopped, so I didn't get hypothermic and I didn't sweat. And it's about finding the balance of the energy output compared to the temperature of the environment in which you're working. When you find the balance, you don't sweat, you don't get cold, and you don't sweat. Both things are perfect. And I had that perfect balance. Everything was perfect. I could just enjoy. And I started to enjoy it, even though I was so tired I could barely walk. I mean, I was almost staggering. And what happens is the snow gets packed down because it was so sticky. You know, the snow was so wet. It got packed down under my feet. And so it became like almost like ice, and I could slide around on it. So it was a little bit dangerous or tricky as well. You know, like it wasn't just easy. You know, it was not easy at all, but it was very enjoyable. And I almost got to the point where I thought, I'm going to just lose track of time, and I'm going to just, it was so enjoyable. I thought I would lose track of time and just suddenly I'd be done. That's what it felt like. And that didn't happen, but, you know, it could have. It definitely could have. But I mean, I found the right combination of clothing. That's the key. If my legs had been too warm, I would have had to change that. But they were perfect, so I didn't have to change that. But you can usually it's, you don't have to get. I mean, it's a combination. Usually you could keep, you could have more clothes on your legs, and fewer clothes on your upper body, or the other way around might work as well. It might work just as well to have fewer clothes on your legs and more on your upper body. As long as your total coverage is the same, that might work also. I'm not sure, but in my case, I know my legs tend to get cold. I need more coverage on my legs. But anyway, that's the report. Now I came in, I was afraid, well, I might get hypothermic. I'm gonna make sure I don't get hypothermic when I came back in. I've got my down jacket. I have my down pants on again right now with my super heavy fleece. It's like 13 ounce or something. The fleece I got from, I think it's Patagonia. The Patagonia fleece pants that I have, they're much heavier. I switched over to the heavier fleece a few days ago. So I'm wearing the heavy fleece pants indoors now, and it makes a huge difference because, for one thing, they're longer, too. They go down to my feet, so they keep my ankles warmer. But I'll talk more about my clothing, I think, in an upcoming video because I have some more clothes on order. We'll talk about it then. I love you, and I want to share this with you now. So that's all for now. It's December 16th, 2022, 21:47 hours, exactly 1 hour after I first noticed the time after I came in. Ward Green out.